All right, so we should be ready to go. So basically my first question, if you could start by just telling us, you know, what headcount is and what you do.
Sure. Headcount is a nonpartisan grassroots organization that works with musicians to encourage participation in democracy. So we're best known for registering voters. We've registered about 250,000 in our history. But our deeper kind of motivation is to take all the potential of the music community and harness it toward positive things and really bring out the best in ourselves. So voter registration is a great place to start. It's kind of the first step of being an active, informed citizen. But there's a lot of other steps that people can take. So this idea of participation in democracy kind of married with the idea of community and the incredible influence and potential of the music community, we kind of roll all these things up into one and form really an organization that is focused very much on people and focused very much on what people are capable of, and whether that's being leaders, or there's a big emphasis on leadership training, whether it's being politically active. And so we do things like we launched a technology called Sound Off that makes it easy to tweet at Congress, or whether it's finding really intelligent and strategic ways to leverage our network of musicians and fans, like we're working on our public education project around healthcare. These are all things that tie back into the potential of the music community to really generate real action and be drivers of positive change. So I think we're mostly perceived as a voter registration group, but actually what we spend our time doing in the office often is very registration is a very small part of it, depending on where we are in the cycle in the year. But what we're always focused on is this potential that the music community has, and being organizers. Ultimately, it's never the word that people seem to gravitate to, but I always get back to it, is that we try to be the grassroots organizing arm of the live music community.
But let's start back at the beginning. How did it come into existence?
Well, it's very specific. I remember it well. I was a reporter at the time, and I was doing an interview with somebody, and the interviewee made an offhand remark about Guantanamo Bay and some U.S. policies. This is late 2003, and I kind of agreed with him and made my own remark, and we sort of diverted and had a conversation about it, and I got all fired up, all heated, and I, when it was over, I hung up the phone. I said, you know what, I got to stop complaining and I got to start doing something. And I thought about it, and at first I said, maybe I'll volunteer for a campaign. And I said, oh God, that's not me. And then I said, well, wait a second, what if Work did something in the jam band scene and got everybody, just try to get people out to vote in our scene? That is me. And I wrote up an email kind of describing the idea, sent it to a friend of mine who worked in politics to ask if he thought it was viable, and I CC'd Mark Brownstein from the Disco Biscuits. The guy I emailed never got back to me. I don't think I've talked to him since. But Brownstein did and said, I'm in. The rest is history.
And so did you see this as a particular need? Did you feel like the people who go to concerts or a youth voter, for example, was something that was in particular need of mobilization?
Yeah, I mean, I think I look back to the very early stages of Headcount. I remember using phrases like, I think there was a perception that this was an audience that was disaffected. This was an audience that had strong kind of humanistic values, that really believed in the greater good and public interest and were passionate about those things, but didn't feel like the political system applied to them. And I think that's largely true. I think that, you know, we've learned over the years that the sort of some of the differences between the jam band audience and the indie rock audience and the pop audience. And I can't say that any one audience is like, sort of, we've found the perfect way to push all the buttons. Each is a little bit different. But there's no doubt that, you know, in 2000, let's just, you know, set the stage for this. 2000 had the lowest voter turnout ever. It's been coming up ever since among young people. And it was also an election decided by fewer than 600 votes. So, and Hunter S. Thompson had a quote that said, if every deadhead in Florida had voted, the world would be a different place. And, you know, we often refer to that quote, and, you know, people may take a partisan meaning out of that, but it's just true. Like, and there are many, many Republican deadheads, and we register everybody. But the reality is that when young people come out to vote, or when hardcore music fans come out to vote, it can impact elections, and it can impact the future of the country. And that's just a objective reality. So it's very motivating to think that if we actually did this, it can change the world. And, you know, there are many, many cases of very, very close elections in the last few years. I mean, a classic one is the Al Franken senatorial election in Minnesota. Am I getting that right? Minnesota or Wisconsin? Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was fewer than 1,000 votes. And every organization that did on-the-ground voter registration work, including us, knew that, you know, the work we did, we don't know how people voted, and we're not telling them how to vote, but when an election is that close, voter registration efforts are probably determining the outcome. And so it's just a very motivating idea that we can actually really affect the world by doing this. And I think the Al Franken election was a great example of that.
Okay. So then, so how do you, or for example, there are other, you know, groups out there that Rock the Vote, for example, that are involved in the community. How do your, well, how does your mission and methods differ from an organization like Rock the Vote?
Well, I think one of the big differences is there's a couple of critical differences between us and Rock the Vote. One is that we are very grassroots. We really, really focus on a lot of elements that are very, just very grassroots. Like we're not from D.C. We didn't hail from a big sort of media partnership or things like that. We started at the bottom and kind of built up, and we still have that ethic. And I think a very close corollary to that is that we're very volunteer oriented, and this is just a huge difference between Headcount and Rock the Vote. Like I personally know hundreds of Headcount volunteers over the years. You know, I have like, everybody on our staff has deep personal relationships with our volunteers, and we feel like the volunteer experience and the leadership training aspect is like a critical part of our mission. It's the thing we're proudest of. It's the thing that really motivates us. So, you know, that element, like yesterday I got a phone call from a random volunteer who found my number on like our letterhead, which I didn't even know our number was on there. And, you know, I talked to that volunteer for 20 minutes, and it's not that I'm like so generous with my time. It's a very important part of how I do my job, is kind of knowing the questions a volunteer has and having a volunteer feel like that Headcount is not an organization, it's people, you know, and things like that. So this is just just in terms of how the organizations are structured and prioritized, they're just really different in that way. But in a more kind of tactile difference, the huge difference is that Headcount has a big emphasis on field, meaning we actually go and register voters at concerts, and that's not something Rock the Vote actually does a lot. They do a little bit, but it's very tertiary to what they do. They mostly do online stuff. And we're a partner with Rock the Vote. We've been using their online tool for a while. So they're much more focused on the media end of things, on the online end of things, and also the voter protection end of things, where they do a really good job, and it's just not something that we've been able to scale up around and found our value add on. We focus on the grassroots end, the volunteer end, the field end, actual voter registration and concerts. And then one other thing I should say is that our relationship with musicians, I think, is really different than Rock the Vote. Like, we really emphasize that. We have a very broad network of musicians. We really resource that. We are constantly trying to nurture and expand those relationships. Our board of directors is mostly music people, whereas Rock the Vote does not have that many music people really directly involved in the organization. So these are some pretty critical differences between us and Rock the Vote. And there was also a lot of similarities. We're trying to do a lot of the same things. We get along with them well. We're actually not as much as smaller as people realize. Like, Rock the Vote probably has about three times as much funding as we do, but it's not like 10 times or 20 times. We're not. They're smaller than people think. We're I don't know what people think of us. Those are, I'd say, the key differences.
Mm-hmm. And how do the musicians who are involved with Headcount get involved, or how do you seek them out?
It really varies. There's no one formula. We try to not do cold calls. It's often through our board members. Our board members are often our kind of front lines, first introducers, and then we take the introduction and run with it. But there's no one way or particular way we end up working with a band. It happens very organically sometimes, and that's the best way. Sometimes a band reaches out to us. More often than not, we keep a list of bands we want to work. We wait till they're going on tour usually. And when it's an active period for us, and we'll say, hey, can we send voter registration teams to your tour? That's the typical sort of first ask that we've now done successfully over 100 times.
And in terms of the venues you work with, how do you choose those?
The venues, it's a little more organic. Like the venues that we work with directly, you know, there's most of the time when we're doing a show, we're working with through the band and not the venue. But then we have something called residencies where we work through the band, and it's the same thing. I mean, it just sort of happens. A lot of that has actually historically been team leader driven, been volunteer driven, which is awesome. Like, we'll send a volunteer to a show through the band, they'll get to know the people and say, hey, these people are cool, they'll let us set up any time. And we've become a little more. That sort of was one of those opportunities that happened extremely organically. It was never part of our plan, and then it became part of our plan because we saw how effective it was when our volunteers did that.
What do you see as your most significant challenges in your efforts?
I think it's getting the level of engagement that we want, both on the artist side and on the voter side. We really want people to care and care deeply. We're very blessed to be surrounded by, I'd say probably there's 100 core headcount people who just care really deeply about what we're doing. And when we get beyond that, those 100 people, there's a big drop-off. And so our challenge has always been to kind of have less drop-off and have, you know, if 100 people care a ton, I'd love for 100,000 people to care a little. And to have 100 artists, you know, we work with 100 artists. We want every artist to feel like Headcount is their go-to and feel really be passionate and recognize the intrinsic things that are special about Headcount that aren't necessarily about voter registration. That's always been a challenge. You know, it's still kind of a well-kept secret, and I think that we're perceived just more as a voter registration group, and it's just very hard to engage people, especially when politics are as broken as they are right now in this country.
And then what are some of the biggest accomplishments to date?
Well, I mean, certainly registering 250,000 voters is very special. We've some of the things that are kind of bullet points about Headcount. One is we table more events than any nonprofit in the country. So nonprofit tabling is not something we invented. But we do more of it in an election year. We do more of it than anybody else. We also run the largest event-based voter registration campaign in the country. We do more events than anybody else to register voters. We registered more voters than any organization with a budget of less than $1 million last year. So these are all things that we're very proud of. But the thing that I'm personally proudest of is how many people have come through Headcount and have it lead to full-time employment. I walk into this office every day, and we share space with other companies, and I see two people every day who have full-time jobs that they love that started out as Headcount interns, and we were able to help shape their career path, and that, to me, on a very personal level, is very meaningful. And I'm also really proud of the originality to what we've done. I mean, we put a PSA on network twice, once in 2004, once in 2008, no, once in 2010, starring Jay-Z and Dave Matthews and members of Phish and the Dead. I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of what we did last year with Bob Weir at the Bridge and the National with the Bridge Session, and just the incredible performance that wouldn't have happened without Headcount. I'm very proud of just the level of creativity and what we came up with the Clipboard campaign last year or the Signs of the Times campaign the year before that. I'm just proud to say that we were able to come up with ideas and make them successful realities, and that's what motivates me. As we're sitting here, I'm looking over Jane's shoulder, and I see that an article came out about It's an awesome article came out about art sending teachers to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that was an idea that actually Pete Shapiro on our board had. So there's this, we're like a creative shop. We sit around and we just popcorn ideas all the time, and then we're ballsy enough to actually make them happen and get them funded and change people's lives. And there's nothing to be prouder of than that.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. So tell me a little bit more about, let's go back to the the Sound Off campaign, and
yep.
And then also the healthcare campaign.
Okay, so Sound Off is a technology for tweeting at Congress, and it makes it really easy to tweet at members of Congress. And the idea is to really just leverage the power of social media for creating public dialogue between citizens and elected officials. The healthcare campaign is about public education. There's so much confusion about the new healthcare law, and there is a lot of options that people have that they're just not well informed on. So, and we saw an opportunity because musicians have historically struggled when it comes to healthcare, and just by helping musicians navigate this, and that we can tell their stories and therefore educate a lot of people.
That's a brilliant idea. The groups that people care about and are interested in their stories, that's brilliant.
That's yeah, great. And it all gets back to, you know, some central premises of headcount. The central premise, one of them is that musicians really do have a unique power to mobilize and influence and inform, and that musicians have the bully pulpit and the soapbox, if you will. And when we can sort of organize that and find clever ways and tasteful ways for them to make use of that, we can really positively impact society. And so the healthcare thing is very much built on the same idea as the Voter Reg campaign.
And then I guess my last question, any big plans in the pipeline or any looking forward to the future? What are your goals?
Well, I think for the midterm elections, we'll try to do some really creative stuff, particularly some technology elements. We have some ideas involving Vine. We have, just trying to bring more technology into the midterm election planning and more culture and kind of combine all those things. But my main plan is just to get to the next 3 months, next month, really. We're also doing the Interlochen Festival. We're running the nonprofit village there. So we're taking on three kind of very new projects right now between Sound Off, healthcare, and Interlochen, all of which are outside of the norm for headcount. And so we're just trying to, not lose our shit, basically.